on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Hi, I'm Mark from Bel Air. Am I a bad dad for refusing to let my 20-year-old daughter have sleepovers with her boyfriend because she still lives under my roof?
It's hard to let him grow up, man.
You're the worst mom ever!
You ruined my life.
That's probably not true.
It's the Kramer and Jess Parent Panel on Mix 106.5.
All right, welcome to the parent panel, y'all. If you've never done one of these with us before, Jess, what is this?
Parents call into the show and they share a situation where someone in their life has called them, you know, a bad mom or a bad dad, and we see how he got there in the first place and get their perspective as well.
So what's the situation with this? I guess give us the whole breakdown of this.
So my daughter is 20 years old.
Yeah.
She goes to college, but it's a community college, so she still lives at home.
Mm-hmm.
She works part-time, so she gives us a little bit of money towards rent and household expenses. She's trying to save money, which is fiscally responsible, and I applaud her for doing that.
Yeah.
But she's dating this guy, been dating him for 4 or 5 months now.
Mm-hmm.
But she recently told me that she's going to spend the night at her boyfriend's house after a concert. And I said no. I mean, she's 20 years old. I don't think I want her spending a night at her boyfriend's house. I'm not really comfortable with my daughter having sleepovers with her boyfriend.
Wait, she's not asking you if he can sleep over at your house. She was just telling you I'm staying at his place?
Yeah.
And she can't do that. Why?
He lives alone, so I'm not comfortable with her staying at his house by herself. She still lives with me, so I think she should still play by my rules.
Oh, like ask you for permission to do anything?
No, but I mean, I don't want her sleeping at her boyfriend's alone.
And you
I don't
feel
think
like
it's appropriate.
You feel like you still get a say in this because she's living at home.
She's living under my roof.
Okay.
Yeah, she's still living under my roof, my rules.
But she's paying rent, though?
She's putting money towards utilities and things like that. Just, you know, give her a sense of responsibility and all that.
But not like full rent.
No. Not full rent at all. No.
Okay.
But
no.
She's contributing towards the household financially.
Well, I feel like you're triggered right now.
Well, I just
this
think
sounds like Mike Dutra to you.
Well, I think it's a little... I think I would understand if she was like, hey, Dad, I want my boyfriend to sleep over. I mean, I would understand if you're like, I'm not comfortable with that. However, you know, she's 20. She's working. She's going to school. And I think she was just letting you know I'm staying at his place. I don't think she meant to do that as like, hey, Dad, can I stay at his place?
I'm happy that she asked and she's bringing it to me and not just doing it. But I still think it's inappropriate.
Wait, though, is she asking? I feel like she was just letting
it sound
you
like
know.
She was telling
and
you.
And now
and you
you're
were
kind
like...
of crashing out, though.
But I think her telling me is like saying, hey, you know, it's okay that I'm sleeping at my boyfriend's, right? Like, it feels to me like she's telling me, but she's also kind of letting me know this is okay, right?
You wouldn't feel comfortable with that, though, until she moved out into her own place. And then to you, that's when it'd be the respectful time. So to you, it's just kind of like just disrespectful.
Yeah, maybe 21. Maybe when, you know, she's a year away from this, but maybe like when she's 21.
Okay.
Wait, why?
Out of my rules. It just feels inappropriate to me.
While she's still living
she's
at
still
home.
Living under my roof.
Well, what?
My wife thinks I'm wrong. But
yeah, so okay. What's everybody saying about this? What's the vibe of this whole thing?
My wife thinks I'm being a bad dad.
Mm.
You know, my daughter thinks I'm treating her like she's 15 and not 20.
Mm.
It's also my little girl, you know?
No, I get it. That's a tricky situation, man. That's why you've come to us, and I appreciate the trust in this. All right, so Mark is saying, hey, listen, my daughter's 20. She's going to school. Like, she's living her life. But let's be honest, like most 20-year-olds, you just can't be out here buying your own place nowadays. It ain't like it used to be.
Mm.
So she's living at home to save money. But how much freedom does that really give you? Like, Mark's saying, as long as you're living under my house, you're under my rules. And my rule is you can't be spending the night at your boyfriend's house. Now his daughter's looking at him saying, like, you're a bad dad for doing that. So is his wife. Like, is that the wrong thing to do? Can he still have that type of, like, control over her life like that?
I think I'm a little confused by the rules because she is paying. I understand that you're not charging her, you know, like a full amount of rent, but it feels a little more like you're having a hard time maybe accepting where she's at in her life versus the rules that she deserves to be under. I don't know. I mean, she sounds like a good kid. Like, feel like she's doing her best. Like,
yeah.
Do you have any reason like not to trust her?
No, not at all. Like I said, she's responsible. She does well in school. She's smart, but it just sits wrong with me while she's still under my roof. And it's still my house, my rules. I'm glad she's contributing financially, but, you know, it's still my house.
Yo, I mean, I get it. Honestly, I mean, we've talked to some of you guys where you'll go home to your parents' house, even when you're dating people, and, you know, you'll still follow by your parents' rules. So, I mean, I don't know. Some of y'all be married and still like act like y'all got to sleep in separate bedrooms and stuff.
But,
I mean,
but in the house, though, like in the house, I understand that part, but I don't know. Also, was she told this beforehand, like when she decided to stay at home? Like, was this all set out? Or are you kind of getting blindsided? Like, are you also adding on rules as she's there? Oh, by the way, you also need to do this at this point.
That is the rule. And she knows the rules, so.
I mean, damn. Who's up?
This is Denise in Westminster on 4.
Denise, do you feel like he can literally tell his 20-year-old daughter, like, you cannot spend the night at your boyfriend's house?
Absolutely. What? She's 20 years old. She's not trapped there, and she has options. You can get your own place and live your own life. It's like you don't get to live in someone else's house, save thousands and thousands of dollars, eat their food, use their utilities, and tell them how to run their home. If that's what he doesn't want her doing that, she is still under his rule.
I mean, that's kind of true.
But she's
not
telling him how to run his home. It's not like she's asking if her boyfriend can sleep over at their house. She was just letting her dad know, hey, Dad, I'm gonna stay the night at his place after the concert that we're going to.
Right, but there's house rules. You don't get to run with the hare and hunt with the hound. You know, everybody wants to be an adult until it's time to pay adult bills. So I don't care if she's 20, 30, or 40. If she's living under, like, if it were my roof, I make the rules for everything.
So is, whatever Dad says about any aspect of her life, you think she needs to follow no matter what it is?
Here's, like, a fifth of the electricity bill. So you get to do whatever you want, even though I'm paying, you know, I'm helping pay for college. I'm paying the roof, like, everything. So, you know, people are acting like Dad and the parents, you know, banned her from seeing her boyfriend. He didn't. He just said they can't go, you know, play the horizontal mambo in his house. Surely, it's like if she hates the rules that much, then move out, because plenty of us did.
Yeah, all right. Who's up, Jess?
This is Christy on 1 in Baltimore.
Yo, Christy, what's up? Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, my God, I'm so triggered over here.
Why?
I think...
Go ahead.
I'm so triggered. Dad, I do not think that he's making a good decision. The caller before me said absolutely, because it's his house, it's his rules. If he'd like to rule by that, he can do that. He's risking his relationship with his growing adult daughter. He listed all the reasons why she sounds like a great kid,
yeah,
including being comfortable enough to come to him and say this.
True.
But if he wants to make that rule, he can say that she's an adult. I think what he's struggling with is her growing up and the fact that she may be having sex, and that's okay. She's 20.
Yeah. I think so, too. Yeah.
Is it okay? Because if I had a daughter, I don't know if it'd be okay either. At any age.
I know. I mean, I think that he's struggling, but she sounds like a wonderful young lady.
Yeah.
And if the concert is over at 3 a.m., she should stay where it's safe. But it's his rules in his home. But do you really want to start your relationship like that? Like, get out if you don't like my rules when you've made it this far and she sounds lovely.
Yeah.
Dad, I think you're wonderful. I think you're struggling with her growing up.
Mm-hmm.
It is your rules, but it's a silly rule to say she has to do what you want her to do and she's 20. You've done a great job. Let her grow. Mm-hmm. Let her grow.
Yeah, I hear that. Thank you for calling us. Let's give the final vote to, let's talk to Lauren over here. What's up, Lauren? Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I mean, what do you think? I mean, is he able to say, listen, you live in my house, so I get to make the rules, period?
I think the last caller was 100% on point.
Mm-hmm.
He is possibly ruining the forming adult relationship with his daughter because he can't let go of control of a 20-year-old.
Yeah.
Like she said, she sounds like a lovely girl who has done well. He said she's responsible, has a good head on her shoulders. You know, I don't want to call him a bad dad because he's obviously been a great dad up to this point.
Yeah.
But this is, I think, a control issue, and he needs to learn how to give up the control because she is technically legally an adult.
Yes,
that's true.
She's not asking to have the boyfriend come over his house. She's respecting his boundaries in their house.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't control what she does outside of the house. Does she have to ask to go to Royal Farms and get gas? Does she have to ask to go to the movies?
Yeah, for real.
Like, what's the line?
Like, where's the line?
Yeah.
It's my rule, my whatever, but she's asking to spend... And it's not like she's saying, hey, I'm going to go live with him every single day, but still have my bed and everything here. Thanks for the, you know, boarding. Like, it's one night so far. If it becomes a problem, they can address that down the road.
Dang, that's a good point. I mean, Mark, it sounds like most parents are saying, honestly, it's the wrong thing to do then to make her, like, just not spend the night, especially she's 20, you know? So what do you, I mean, what do you, how does that feel then to you to do it?
I mean, you want her to come live at your house? She can live under your rules. But while she's at my house, she lives under my rules. Oh. And until she has her own place, this is the way it's going to be. These are the rules. They're set. So that's it.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.